我们读传道书第十二章。
Let's read Ecclesiastes chapter 12.
旧约传道书。
In the Old Testament, Ecclesiastes.
在诗篇和箴言的后面。
It's after Psalms and Proverbs.
第一节。
Verse 1.
你趁着年幼衰败的日子尚未来到，就是你所说我毫无喜乐的那些年日未曾临近之先，当纪念造你的主。
Remember also your Creator in the days of your youth, before the evil days come, and the years draw near when you will say, I have no delight in them.
诗篇九十一篇。
Psalm 91.
诗篇九十一篇
Psalm 91
第九节
Verse 9
耶和华是我的避难所，我已将至高者当你的居所。
For you have made the Lord my refuge, even the Most High your dwelling place.
祸患必不临到你，灾害也不挨近你的帐篷。
No evil will befall you, nor will any plague come near your tent.
因他要为你吩咐他的使者，在你行的一切道路上保护你。
For he will give his angels charge concerning you to guard you in all your ways.
他们要用手托着你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。
They will bear you up in their hands, lest you strike your foot against a stone.
你要踹在狮子和毁蛇的身上，践踏少壮狮子和大蛇。
You will tread upon the lion and cobra, and the young lion and the serpent you will trample down.
神说，因为他专心爱我，我就要搭救他。
Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him.
路加福音第七章
Luke chapter 7
新约圣经路加福音第七章
In the New Testament, the Gospel according to Luke chapter 7
36节
Verse 36
有一个法利赛人请耶稣和他吃饭，耶稣就到法利赛人家里去坐席。
Now one of the Pharisees was requesting him to dine with him, and he entered the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table.
那城里有一个女人是个罪人，知道耶稣在法利赛人家里坐席，就拿着盛香膏的玉瓶。
And behold, there was a woman in the city who was a sinner. And when she learned that he was reclining at a table in the Pharisee's house, she brought an alabaster vial of perfume.
44节
Verse 44.
于是转过来向着那女人，便对西门说：“你看这女人吗？我进了你的家，你没有给我水洗脚，但这女人用眼泪湿了我的脚，用头发擦干。”
And turning toward the woman, he said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she has wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair."
你没有与我亲嘴，但这女人从我进来的时候就不住地用嘴亲我的脚。
You gave me no kiss, but she, since the time I came in, has not ceased to kiss my feet.
你没有用油抹我的头，但这女人用香膏抹我的脚。
You did not anoint my head with oil, but she anointed my feet with perfume.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you.
你的爱实在是长阔高深。
We thank you for the breadth and length and depth of your love.
实在没有人能够测度你这样的大爱。
No one can fathom your great love.
我们感谢你，你今天将这样的爱借着圣灵浇灌在我们的里面。
We thank you that because you have poured out this love through the Spirit on us.
让我们真知道你的爱是永远长存。
So that we know that your love endures forever.
万事万物都在改变，唯有你的爱永远都不改变。
All things and all matters will change, but your love would endure forever.
我们为你这样的恩典献上我们的感谢，献上我们的赞美。
For this grace will give you our great our thanksgiving and praise.
早晨我们都愿意藏躲在你爱的翅膀的底下。
This morning we want to hide under the shadow of the wings of your love.
你的宝血都来遮盖我们。
May your precious blood cover us.
让我们一个人都被带到主的面前。
So that every single one of us will be brought before the Lord.
我们愿意把我们所有的爱都浇奠在你的脚下。
We're willing to pour out all of our love before your feet.
因为你实在是爱了我。
Because you truly have loved us.
感谢你的恩典。
We thank you for your grace.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Yeah. 今天早晨，要和弟兄姊妹交通一个题目。
This morning, I want to fellowship with brothers and sisters on one topic.
就是专心爱主。
Which is to set our love upon Him.
每一次到新年的时候
，Every time when it's toward New Year，
我想我们每一个弟兄姊妹都有一个很深的感觉。
I think that all brothers and sisters have this deep feeling.
就觉得时间过得非常的快。
The feeling that time really flies.
好像我们在地上爱主的日子又少了一年。
The days that we can love the Lord is decreasing by one more year.
我记得有一次听一个弟兄在做见证。
I remember I was listening to a testimony of a brother.
他那个时候才十几岁。
At the time he was a teenager.
他说他在地上的日子如果能活到八十岁的话。
He said that if he can live till he's 80 on this earth.
说他只有两万多天可以活了。
He has only like 20,000 some days to live.
我听了以后，我心里面非常受震动。
After I heard that, I was shocked in my heart.
我想我在地上还有多少的日子呢
？I think about how many days I would have on this earth.
好像才只有一万多天了。
Maybe I only have 10,000 plus days.
如果我能够活到八十岁的话
，If I could live till I was 80, I'm 80.
弟兄姊妹，我们每一天的日子是何等的快呢
？Brothers and sisters, every day just fly by.
好像一下子一天就过去了。
It's like one day just flies by.
有的人说他是七天七天的过日子的。
Some people say that they live us every 7 days.
因为每次来到主的面前，发现一个星期又过去了。
Because every week before the Lord, they realize that another week has passed.
有的人是一个月一个月的过的。
Some people live their life by the month.
因为每一次在写这个mortgage 的时候，就想着一个月又过去了。
Every time you write out a check for your mortgage, you think that a month has passed.
好像昨天刚写过的支票，今天又重新要写。
It's as if you've written that check yesterday, now you have to write it again.
甚至有的人说，它是一年一年的过去了。
Some people live their life by the year.
好像去年的事情，今年好像同样的又发生了。
It's the same things that happened last year happened today.
我在思想的时候，觉得我们在地上爱主的时间是何等的少呢？
As I meditate upon this topic, I think that we have so few days to love
the Lord on this earth. 如果我们在地上如果只有一万多天的话
，If we only have 10,000 plus days on this earth,
有多少的天我们要睡过去呢
？How many days do we spend sleeping?
有多少天我们要来吃饭呢
？How many days do we spend eating?
有多少天我们会把它浪费过去呢
？How many days would we just waste?
有多少的日子是我们来爱主的呢
？How many days do we spend loving the Lord?
有多少的日子是我们来追求主的话语呢
？How many days do we spend pursuing the word of the Lord？
在传道书那里特别告诉我们
，In Ecclesiastes， they
会有一个这个衰败的日子。
There will be the evil days。
这个一万多天里面有许多的日子是衰败的日子。
In these 10,000 plus days， there would be evil days。
我想一个人在衰败的日子是很难追求的。
When you are in the evil days， it is hard for you to pursue。
而且他特别告诉我们
，And he particularly told us，
还有许多毫无喜乐的日子。
There are only days when you would say I have no delight in them。
我就是一个人在毫无喜乐的时候是没有办法来追求主的。
In the day when you have no delight, you cannot pursue the Lord。
当我们里面忧愁的时候
，When we have worries inside，
我们读圣经读不下去。
We cannot read the Bible。
当我们里面忧愁的时候，我们有时候都不愿意来聚会了。
When we have worries inside, we don't want to come to the meetings.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们在地上充满了是忧愁的日子
，brothers and sisters, if our days on this earth are filled with
sorrow, 如果充满了是毫无喜乐的日子
，and filled with days that we find no delight in,
我们可以算一算，我们有几天是可以来追求主的呢
？And we can count how many days we have to pursue after the Lord.
所以我想，如果一个人要浪费时间的话。
So if someone wants to waste his time,
一个最好的办法就是天天的忧愁。
The best way is to worry all day long.
因为当你忧愁的时候，所有的时间都统统浪费掉了。
Because when you worry, all the time is wasted.
因为那些日子都被归成那个败坏的日子，衰败的日子。
Because all those days would become the evil days.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
我们的时间不多。
We have a very little time left.
我们可以算一算，我们多少的日子可以来爱主呢
？We can count how many days we have left to love the Lord.
有多少的日子我们可以来追求属灵呢
？How many days do we have to pursue a spiritual life？
当我们读诗篇九十一篇的时候
，As we study Psalm 91,
我们知道这篇诗篇是何等的宝贵。
We know that this psalm is so precious.
因为它一面告诉我们，我们要藏躲在主的里面。
Because on one hand it tells us to live in the shelter of the Lord.
它另一面，它告诉我们在地上节省时间的秘诀。
On the other hand, it tells us the secret to save time on this earth.
当我们读第十四节的时候
，When we read verse 14,
我们可以看一下诗篇九十一篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 91.
这里面说，说头一个秘诀就是专心爱主。
The first secret is to set your love upon Him.
第二个秘诀就是认识主的名。
The second is to know his name.
第三个秘诀就是求告主。
The third is to call upon the Lord.
如果我们有这三个秘诀的话，
If we have these three secrets,
虽然我们在地上的日子是这样的短暂，
Even though our lives on this earth is so short,
但是后面他告诉我们说，他要足享长寿。
However, at the end, it would say that he will be granted a long life.
时间是那样的短，
Even though time is short,
都是愁苦的日子。
They're all sorrowful days.
但是因着有这样的秘诀
，However, because we have these secrets,
这里就说到有个足享长寿。
Here it talks about a long life.
我们今天早晨就特别来看头一个秘诀。
Let's look at the first secret.
就是专心爱主。
Which is to set your love upon the Lord.
一个爱主的人是最省时间的一个人。
Someone who loves the Lord really saves a lot of time.
我们刚才弟兄姊妹都在祷告。
Earlier, brothers and sisters were all praying.
如果有人在爱主的话，
if someone loves the Lord,
他必定是饱尝了主的慈爱。
He must have gotten all the loving.
如果一个人没有饱尝过主的慈爱，他不会来爱主的。
If you have not gotten all the loving kindness of the Lord, you cannot love the Lord.
一个饱尝主慈爱的人，
someone who has gotten all the loving kindness of the Lord.
诗篇九十篇告诉我们，他一生一世都欢呼喜乐。
Psalm 90 tells us that his life is for singing for joy and be glad all his days.
当一个人喜乐的时候，你省多少时间？
When you are joyful, you save a lot of time.
你从前记不住的经节，这喜乐的时候全都记住了。
The verses you cannot memorize, you now totally can memorize.
你从前做不出的这个程序，喜乐的时候就做出来了。
All these programming you cannot do, you can do them.
弟兄姊妹，喜乐对人是何等的重要呢
？Brothers and sisters, joy is so important to us.
不仅如此
，Not only this，
在诗篇九十篇还特别告诉我们
，Psalm 90 particularly tells us，
说还要照着我们从前受苦的日子和我们遭难的年岁都给我们来补回来。
Make us glad according to the days thou hast afflicted us and the years we have seen evil.
不仅你现在可以。喜乐的活在主的面前
Not only can you live in joy before the Lord
连从前那些毫无喜乐的日子那些被浪费的日子主都把你给赎回来
All those days that you have wasted and all those days that you lived without joy the Lord
can
make it up to you
如果他爱主
if a person loves the Lord
你知道他在神的面前省多少的时间
He would save a lot of time before the Lord
因为在罗马书第八章那里我们都晓得的经节
Because in Romans 8 there's this verse that we all know about
就是万事互相的效力
Because God has caused all things to work together for good
叫爱神的人得益处
For those who love God
弟兄姊妹如果万事都为你效力的话
If all things work for good for you
你想想你省多少的时间呢
You can save so much time
我记得有的时候陪弟兄姊妹去看病
I remember sometimes I accompany brothers and sisters to
the hospital. 主就让我看见什么叫做万事互相效力。
The Lord allows me to see what it means to have all things work together for you.
我们知道，当你要去看病的时候
，when you go to a doctor's appointment，
特别是要看那个主治医师的时候
，particularly when you're going to have an appointment with the attending，
你就发现说那个万事都为他效力的。
You see that all things work together for the attending.
那个主治医师你只能够见几秒钟的。
You can only see the attending doctor for a few seconds.
顶多是一两分钟的。
At most one or two minutes.
其他的都是这些护士给他做的。
And all these other things were done by the nurses.
然后是那些这个实习医师给他做的。
And the residents did all the things.
然后他的助手来给他做。
And his assistants do all the things.
这个主治医师他得到的这个信息是最多的。
However, this attendant gets a lot of messages.
他花的时间是最短的。
However, he spent the least amount of time.
他对这个病情判断是最准确的。
And he also gives the most accurate prognosis.
所以我在那儿坐着的时候。
So as I was sitting there.
我说做主治医师真好。
I thought it was good to be the attending.
哦，万事都为他来效力。
Because all things work together for good for him.
弟兄姊妹，一个爱主的人。
Brothers and sisters, for someone who loves the Lord,
圣经告诉我们说万事为他来效力。
The Bible tells us that all things work together for good for him.
别的人可能十年才有一个经历。
For other people, they may only have one experience in 10 years.
你可能每一天有很多的经历。
However, this person can have many experiences in one day.
所以有的人都讲经历，都讲十年以前的经历。
So a lot of people refer to their experiences 10 years ago.
但你发现有的弟兄姊妹，他们怎么老有新鲜的经历呢？
But then you notice that some brothers have very fresh experiences.
他一讲到主，他就充满了精力。
Whenever he or she talks about the Lord, he is filled with experience.
他哪来的那么多时间呢？
How come he has so much time?
因为他工作那么忙。
He has such a busy job.
他哪有时间来读圣经呢？
How does he have time to read the Bible?
他怎么有这么多的经历呢？
How could he have so many experiences?
因为万事在为他效力。
Because all things work together for good for him.
他在最短的时间，他学的功课是最多的。
So in the shortest amount of time, he learns the most lessons.
多少的时候我们觉得爱主是浪费时间。
A lot of times we feel that it is a wasting of our time to love the Lord.
想说一个爱我要爱主的话，我要参加多少的聚会呢？
You think about if you love the Lord, you have to go to so many meetings.
我要起得很早。
You have to get up early.
我至少要少睡一个钟头。
You have to sleep an hour less.
我要参加祷告聚会了。
And I have to go to prayer meeting.
那是我最困的时候。
That is when I'm most sleepy.
哦，弟兄姊妹，人常常觉得爱主是最浪费时间的。
A lot of times people feel that it is a waste.
但是主的话却告诉我们说，如果一个人他爱主
，However, the word of Lord tells us that if one person loves the Lord,
那是他省时间的秘诀。
This is the way he actually saves time.
我们知道圣经上说，爱是最妙的道。
We know that the Bible says that love is the most excellent way.
爱是最奇妙的方法。
It is the most wondrous way.
他呀，这个爱这个方法啊，最省时间。
It costs the least amount of time.
你不信，你试一试。
If not, try it out yourself.
比如在家里面有了矛盾。
If you have some conflicts at home,
你可以讲理由。
You can talk about reasoning.
你可以摆事实。
You can talk about truth.
你可以把负责弟兄叫来。
You can bring in the responsible brother.
你甚至可以到法庭去告。
You can also bring a lawsuit in court.
你看每一件事情都花很多的时间。
All these things would consume a lot of time.
最后问题也没有解决。
However, the ultimate problem is not solved.
如果你用爱这个方法。
However, if you use the method of love,
最省时间
consumes the least amount of time.
而且问题都是圆满的解答。
And then all things will be resolved perfectly.
在教会里也是一样。
It is the same thing in the church.
有多少的难处？
All these difficulties we have.
有多少的隔阂？
All these chisms.
你要花时间来解决的话，你解决不完的。
If you have to spend time to resolve all these, you cannot resolve all.
爱是最妙的方法。
However, love is the most excellent way.
我们活在爱的里面，你发现是最省时间的。
If we live in love, it is we consume the least amount of time.
所以爱主啊，是省时间的。一个最大的秘诀。
So to love the Lord is the greatest secret to save time.
爱主不仅是一个省时间的秘诀。
Loving the Lord is not only a way to save time.
当我们读诗篇九十一篇的时候
，As we read Psalm 91,
因为他告诉我们说，爱主啊，也是我们一切属灵经历的目的。
This is also the goal of all our spiritual experiences.
你发现在诗篇九十一篇里面，这一个诗人有太多的经历。
You notice that in Psalm 91, the psalmist has many, many experiences.
哦，他每一节都是经历。
Every verse contains experiences.
都是非常好的经历。
And they're all very good experiences.
都是非常奇妙的经历。
And they're all very wondrous experiences.
那是我们何等羡慕的经历。
And those experiences that we envy for.
我们知道一个人必须在主里有经历。
We know that we have to have experiences in the
Lord. 如果我们没有经历的话
，if we have no experiences，
我们讲的话都是空的。
All things we say are in vain.
无论你是得胜的经历
Whether it's a victorious experience,
或者你失败的经历,
whether it is a failing experience,
无论如何你得有经历,
no matter what, you have to have an experience.
如果你没有经历的话,
if you have no experiences,
你发现你来到主的话语面前, 你常常不知道在讲些什么。
Even before the word of the Lord, you would not know what it's talking
经历
about.
经历是非常宝贵的。
Experiences are precious.
多少时候我们的经历成为别人的帮助。
A lot of times our experiences become a help to others.
经历是非常奇妙的。
Experiences are also wondrous.
让我们常常开口来赞美我们的主的。
So that it enables us to open our mouth to praise the Lord.
但是在诗篇九十一篇里面。
However, in Psalm 91,
他告诉我们这些经历不是目的。
However, it tells us that all these experiences are not
the goal. 虽然非常的宝贵。
Even though they're very precious.
虽然都是从主而来的。
Even though they're all from the Lord.
但它不是目的。
But that's not the goal.
目的乃是把我们带进爱。与主爱的交通的里面。
But it is the goal is to bring us into the communion of loving the Lord.
爱主乃是目的。
Loving the Lord is the goal.
我们读诗篇九十一篇的时候。
As we read Psalm 91.
我们第一节告诉我们要住在主里面。
We see that verse 1 tells us to dwell in the Lord.
第二节到第八节这有七节的圣经。
From verse 2 to 8, these 7 verses.
这七节圣经告诉我们他的经历。
They tell us his experience.
然后这个第九节好像又是告诉我们要住在主里面。
And verse 9 again tells us to dwell in the Lord.
然后后面又有七节的圣经，又是另外一段的经历。
And then the next 7 verses talk about another experience.
你发现在这两段的经历的里面。
You notice that in between these two experiences.
第九节好像是个转捩点。
Verse 9 is a turning point.
它好像是承上启下的一节圣经。
It is something that summarizes the above and then opens to the next paragraph.
前面七节的圣经可以总结为他是我的避难所。
The first 7 verses can be summarized as he is my shelter.
后面七节的圣经你可以总结为我以至高者为我的居所。
The next 7 verses can be summarized as you have made the Lord my dwelling place.
这个诗人他学习来住在主里面。
The psalmist is learning to dwell in the Lord.
但是在他头一段经历的里面，总体来讲是一个避难所的经历。
However, in his experience, in summary, it is an experience of dwelling in the refuge.
总体来讲是一个逃难的经历。
Overall, it is an experience of running away.
什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
就是我遇到了难处以后，我就藏躲在主里面。
If I run into any difficulties, I would hide in this refuge. God, the Lord is my refuge.
主是我的山寨。
The Lord is my fortress.
主是我的力量。
The Lord is my strength.
主是我的拯救。
The Lord is my salvation.
但当难处过去了。
After the difficulty passes away.
风平浪静了。
The storm has calmed down.
那我该过我自己的日子。
Then I can live my own life.
避难所是非常重要的。
A refuge is important.
但是避难所里面有的时候觉得很枯燥。
However, it is a little boring in the refuge.
我记得在这个飓风的时候，有些人到避难所里面去采访那些难民。
I remember that in tornadoes, people would interview these people affected by the tornadoes.
他们说那个避难所非常坚固。
The refuge is very well built.
啊，那是钢筋水泥的。
It is built with steel and concrete.
他们非常的这个稳妥。
It is very safe.
都不过。
However.
就是没有生活 ，no life。
There's no life。
太 boring 了， 太枯燥了。
It is too boring。
所以呢，避难所呢，好是很好。
So it is good to have a refuge。
但是当难处过去以后
，However, after the difficulties pass，
那不能住在避难所的。
You can't continue to live in the refuge。
没有一个人这个暴风过去了还住在避难所的。
There's no one who would continue to live in the refuge after the storm。
大家都搬回家里去了。
Everybody goes home。
但是到了第九节就不一样了。
However, it is different in verse 9。
这个诗人他有一个看见。
There is a seeing of by the psalmist.
原来这个避难所就是他的居所。
The refuge is his dwelling place.
他发现他需要的一切的供应都在这个避难所里。
He discovered that all he needs are supplied in the refuge.
他需要的智慧在这里。
His the wisdom that he needed.
他需要的能力在这里。
The strength he needed was here.
他需要的平安和喜乐全都在这里。
The peace and the joy, they were all there.
我们知道在第九节以后其实他遇到的难处也不少。
you know that after verse 9, he still encountered quite a bit of difficulties.
其实你看一看, 其实他还遇到什么毒蛇啊、猛兽之类的。
He has encountered a serpent and a strong
animal. 一点不比前面一半少。
He did not encounter any less serpents and beasts than before.
你发现在后面的这些的境界里面再也没有避难所。
However, in those latter verses, you do not see the word refuge anymore.
他从此不再过逃难的日子。
He does not go lead a life of a runaway.
并不是说他不需要避难所。
It is not that he does not need a refuge.
并不是他不再遇到难处。
It is not that he does not encounter difficulty.
乃是他今天以这个避难所为他的居所。
However, today he considers his refuge.
他不再出去了。
He does not leave.
他天天住在这个避难所的里面。
Every day he dwells in this refuge.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
他开始过一个居所的生活。
He leads a life of a dwelling.
他开始做一个过一个爱的生活。
He leads a life of love.
他过一个与主相爱的生活。
He leads a life of mutual love with the
Lord. 经历是非常宝贵的。
Experiences are precious.
但是经历不是目的。
However, experiences are not a goal in itself.
主要借着这些的经历，把我们带进爱的交通的里面。
The Lord wants us to bring through these experiences, bring us into the communion of His love.
所以你读到第十节以后的经节里面。
So after you read about from verse 10 onwards,
你发现这里面有一个专心爱主的人。
You see that there's someone who has set his love upon the Lord.
他的心专注在主的身上。
He fixed his heart on the Lord.
不仅世界、名利、爱好在他身上。毫无地位。
The world reputation gains in his mind they have no foothold.
就是最好的属灵的经历。
Even the best spiritual experiences.
就是让人最羡慕的属灵的恩赐。
Even the best spiritual gift that everybody desire.
在他身上都毫无地位。
They have no place in his heart.
他专心爱他的主。
He has set his love upon the Lord.
他把他的全心都放在他主的身上。
He put his entire heart upon the Lord.
他进入一个爱的生活。
He entered into a life of love.
所以我们如果读第十节到第十三节的话。
Therefore, if you read from verse 10 to 13.
你发现这里告诉我们一个专心爱主的人在他身上有怎样的特点。
You see three characteristics about somebody who has set his love upon the Lord.
一个专心爱主的人，他身上有怎样的特点呢？
What kind of characteristics does this person carry?
在第十节。
In verse 10.
他说，祸患必不临到你，灾害也不挨近你的帐篷。
No evil will befall you, nor will any plague come near your tent.
这里告诉我们什么？
What does it tell us here?
这里面告诉我们一个专心爱主的人。
Here it tells us that somebody who sets his love upon the Lord.
他完全相信神的良善。
He totally believes in the goodness of the Lord.
他绝不怀疑神的良善。
He does not doubt at all the goodness of God.
他的神从来没有降灾祸的一年。
His God does not have a desire to give calamity.
无论他遇见什么。
No matter what he encounters,
没有一个是灾祸的。
Not one is a calamity.
有的时候我们觉得这句话很难理解。
A lot of times we feel that this verse is very hard to comprehend.
难道一个人他爱主就不遇见难处了吗？
Does it mean that somebody, if he loves the Lord, he will not encounter any difficulties?
是不是他就没有祸患呢？
And maybe he would have no troubles.
是不是他就没有灾害呢？
And maybe he will have no persecution.
我们知道从我们经历里面其实正好相反。
We know that from our experience is opposite.
多少爱主的人，他们经历的是更多的艰难。
A lot of people who love the Lord actually experience more difficulty.
神在他们身上有更多的要求。
The Lord demands more from their lives.
别人经历不了的环境，他们来经历。
Others cannot handle the situation will be experienced by these people.
那么为什么这里说灾害和祸患都不临近他呢？
Why does it say that no evil will befall him, nor will any plague come near his tent?
因为一个专心爱主的人。
Because a person who has set his love upon the Lord.
他看见他的父是何等的爱他。
He sees that his father loves him so much.
他的父满了良善。
His father is filled with goodness.
他的父从来没有叫一个灾祸 这样的临到他的儿女的身上。
His father has never allowed a calamity to descend upon his children.
他从来没有降灾祸的一年。
He does not have a plan for a descending calamity.
如果他的父母没有降灾祸的一年。
If his father does not have a plan to descend calamity.
在他的眼中，这些人眼中的灾祸都是可喜爱的。
So in his eyes, all these calamities in the eyes of the other people would be lovely to him. All these incidents are he can rejoice in.
软弱、逼迫、困苦、凌辱，都是可喜爱的。
He would be well content with weaknesses, insults, distresses, persecutions, and difficulties.
可喜悦的和灾祸这两件是不能同时存在的。
Calamities and something you can rejoice in cannot be coexisting.
如果你说一件事是灾祸，
if you say something is a calamity,
它就不会是可喜悦的，
then it is not something that is pleasing.
它就不会是可喜乐的，
it is not something you can rejoice in.
如果一件事你说它是可喜乐的，
if you find something that you can rejoice in,
让你从内心深处有喜乐的。
From the deepest part of your heart, you can actually rejoice in it.
你就不能说它是灾祸。
Then you cannot say that it's a calamity.
所以在一个专心爱主的人的他的字典的里面。
So in the dictionary of somebody who has set his love upon the Lord.
没有所谓的车祸这种词。
He does not have a term such as a car accident.
没有灾祸的这种词。
No words such as distresses.
没有祸患这种词。
There are no words such as difficulties.
这是一个专心爱主的人。
This is someone who has set his love upon the Lord.
他完全相信神的良善。
He truly believes in the goodness of God.
神永远是良善的。
God is forever good.
无论他遇见什么。
No matter what he encounters.
他的神是良善的。
His God is good.
我们都晓得约瑟的故事。
We all know about the story of Joseph.
我们知道他的弟兄们实在是不是很好。
We know that his brothers were not that good.
甚至有的时候相当的不好。
And sometimes his brothers were pretty bad.
但是，约瑟说，虽然你们有这样的不好的意思
，even though you have these ill will toward me，
但是神的意思是好的。
But God willed it good to me.
我每次读到这的时候，我都非常受感动。
Every time I read to this point, I was deeply touched.
神的意思是好的。
God's will is good.
一个专心爱主的人
，for a person who has set his love upon the Lord，
完全的相信神的良善。
He truly believes in the goodness of the Lord.
他绝对不怀疑神的良善。
He does not doubt at all the goodness of God.
弟兄姊妹，这是仇敌一直要来破坏的一件事。
This is something that the enemy wants to keep
destroying. 这是仇敌最怕的一件事。
This is something that the enemy is afraid of.
你发现当这个我们的祖先在伊甸园里的时候，仇敌就做这样的事。
You notice that in when our forebears were in the Garden of Eden, the enemy did something like this.
仇敌不是在跟你讲进化论。
The enemy did not talk to them about evolution.
他不告诉你说没有神。
He did not say there was no God.
他告诉你神不够善良。
He told you, God was not good enough.
他没有那样的爱你。
He did not love you that much.
他爱你不够完全。
He did not love you perfectly.
他让你怀疑神的良善。
He enabled you to doubt the goodness of God.
多少的时候我们在难处的里面。
A lot of times we're in difficulties.
仇敌就在这里让我们来怀疑神的良善。
The enemy allows us to doubt the goodness of God.
当我们怀疑神良善的时候。
As we doubt the goodness of God.
你发现各种各样的思想都会进到我们的里面。
You notice that all kinds of thoughts in mind.
仇敌在我们里面就找到了一个好像一个地位。
And so the enemy would find a foothold in us.
他就可以把我们打倒。
And he can fight us.
甚至到一个地步，我们会怀疑神的存在。
To a certain extent, that we would even doubt the existence of God.
这里面我们看见一个专心爱主的人。
Here we see that somebody who has set his love upon the Lord.
如果他是专心爱主。
If he has set his love upon the Lord.
像约伯一样。
Like Job.
约伯爱他的主。
Job loved his God.
说就是他杀我，我也要信他。
Even if he killed me, I would still believe in him.
他完全相信神的良善。
He totally believed in the goodness of God.
他绝不怀疑神的良善。
He did not doubt the goodness of God at all.
这是一个专心爱主的头一个特点。
This is the first characteristic of somebody who has set his love upon the Lord.
在第十一节和十二节。
In verses 11 and 12,
这告诉我们一个专心爱主的人在他身上第二个特点。
It tells us the second characteristic of somebody who has set his love upon the Lord.
一个人专心爱主，他不仅完全相信神的良善。
A person who has set his love upon the Lord, not only does he believe in the goodness of God,
他更完全地相信神的智慧。
He also totally believes in the wisdom of God.
在一切所行的路上。
In all his ways.
神都设计好了。
God has already planned it well.
不仅如此。
Not only this.
连天使都安排好了。
Even his messengers, angels were
there. 连路上的小坑、小石头都给安排好了。
Even a little lamb, a little rock has been prepared.
哪有这样的神？
How could you find a God like
that? 哪有这样智慧的神？
How could you find a wise God as this?
只要他信靠神的智慧
He believed in the wisdom of God
只要他伏在神大能的手下
As he humbled himself before the powerful
hand of God 他顺着神所带领的道路
And he follows the way of the Lord that the Lord is leading him
他的脚不碰在任何的石头上
And his foot will not, he will not strike his foot against a stone
多少的时候我们依靠自己的智慧
A lot of times we try to rely on our own wisdom
神哪有那么多的闲工夫管我这点事呢
How does God could he spare so much time on a little matter?
大事当然是找神了。
If we have a big thing, we of course have to go find God.
这么点小事，大都要靠自己了。
These small matters, I should rely on wisdom.
我记得那个时候我刚学会开车的时候。
I remember when I first learned to drive.
那个不知道怎么回事就开到了这个市中心去了。
I don't know what happened, but I drove to downtown.
然后我旁边的同事就说要上59高速。
And my colleague said that you have to get onto the Highway 59.
我们就在那里找59高速。
So we were looking for Highway 59.
我看有很多那个59高速的那个 sign.
We saw a lot of signs that says Highway 59.
看了，离59高速好远。
But they seemed very far away from the highway.
我们看见59高在那。
We saw the highway is over there.
但是那些标志在这儿。
However, these signs led you here.
这一定是错的。
So these signs were wrong.
所以我们就开到了59高速底下。
So we drove underneath the highway.
我们在那儿转来转去。
We circled around and around.
59上面的汽车就在上面一个一个过去。
All the cars were passing by on top of us on the highway.
你们笑，你们知道你们可能有这个经历。
You laugh because you may have similar experiences.
我们在那里底下挡了不知道多久。
We were down there circling for a long, long time.
我就跟那个同事说，这个高速旁边应该有一个 elevator。
I said that there should be an elevator near this highway.
如果没有 elevator, 谁能上得去呢?
If there weren't an elevator, how could we get onto the highway?
弟兄姊妹，多少时候我们人的智慧就是这样。
A lot of times our human wisdom is in this condition.
我们老求给我们一个直升机。
We asked the Lord for an elevator or a helicopter.
给我们一个升降机。
Give us a elevator.
这样我就可以上59高速了。
Then I can get on Highway 59.
我们折腾了半天。
We wasted a lot of time.
然后我们说，我们还是，看那个标志好了。
And we said, let's follow the signs.
我们看的时候啊，非常的不满意。
As we were looking at the signs, we were very dissatisfied.
这休斯顿的这个标志乱七八糟。
These Houstonian signs were terrible.
这个越走越远了。
You were even going further and further.
59告诉明明在这里。
Clearly, if Highway 59 was here.
我们越开越远。
But we were driving further and further away.
我们就照着那个 sign 开的都没人了，都没路了。
When we were following the sign until there were no other way.
就在这个时候，不知道怎么回事，就上了59了。
However, in that moment, we just got onto the highway.
弟兄姊妹，这是神的智慧。
Brothers and sisters, this is the wisdom of God.
我们要跟随那个标志。
We have to follow those signs.
你要伏在神大能的手下。
We have to humble before the mighty hand of God.
多少时候你觉得神把你带得更远了？
A lot of times you feel like God is taking you further and further away.
你不晓得神把你摆在何等高的地位上。
However, you don't know how high a place God has placed you.
记得有一个弟兄，他那个时候在做学生的时候。
I remember there was a brother who was a student at the time.
他已经给那个老板干了快三年的时间。
He was working for his boss for almost 3 years.
他只是要拿一个这个叫硕士学位。
He was only looking for a master's degree.
人家两年就拿了。
Other people could get it in 2 years.
他已经快三年了。
He has been close to 3 years.
老板不仅不给他毕业。
The boss wouldn't even let him graduate.
而且还让他替他教书。
The boss also told him to teach for him.
本来是他该教的。
The boss should have taught.
你这个学生，你来教吧。
But the, you know, the student, you come and teach.
他那个时候跟我们交通，他这气死了。
When he was sharing with us, he was really, really furious.
这是他该做的事情啊。
This is something the boss should be doing.
让我这个做学生来替他教。
How could you get a student to teach for him?
不仅如此。
Not only this.
还让他去选计算机的课。
He also told him to take computer classes.
他完全跟这个电脑没有关系的。
What he studied has nothing to do with computer.
逼着他要去选这个电脑的课。
The boss forced him to take computer classes.
他那个时候来的祷告聚会都是脸沉沉的。
Every time he went to a prayer meeting at the time, he had a long face.
根本就没有指望毕业的。
He did not have any hope to graduate.
后来他毕业了。
Finally, he graduated.
当他去找工作的时候。
As he was looking for a job.
那个工作有三个要求。
There were three criteria for this job.
他自己的专业。
It's his specialty.
教书的经历。
Experience of teaching.
还有电脑。
Computer knowledge.
没有人可以跟他相比。
And no one could compare with him.
他就得到那个工作。
So he got that job.
那个时候他知道他浪费多少时间。
At that time he realized he has wasted a lot of time.
哦，如果他伏在神大能的手下。
If he humbled himself before the mighty hand of God.
多少的喜乐的日子就不会这样白白的过去。
A lot of these days of joy would not just pass by.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们常常活在忧愁的里面。
Brothers and sisters, these days we always live in days of sorrow.
我们总觉得神带领我们的方向好像正好相反。
We always feel that the direction of God is opposite of what we want.
一个专心爱主。
However, a person who has set his love upon the Lord.
他完全相信天父智慧的计划。
He perfectly believes in the wisdom of the Heavenly Father's planning.
他伏在神大能的手下。
He humbles himself before the mighty hand of God.
弟兄姊妹，一个专心爱主的人，他第二个特点就是完全相信神的智慧。
Brothers and sisters, the second characteristic of a person who has set his love upon the Lord is that he perfectly, totally believes in the wisdom of God.
他倚靠神的智慧。
He relies on the wisdom of God.
不靠人的聪明。
He does not rely on human wisdom.
在第十三节。
In verse 13.
这里告诉我们第三个特点。
It talks about the third characteristic.
这里说他要踹在狮子和毁蛇的身上。
Here it says that you will tread upon the lion and cobra.
践踏少壮狮子和大蛇。
The young lion and the serpent you will trample down.
这话什么意思？
What does this mean?
这个斯布珍弟兄他是这样来翻译这句话。
Spurgeon translated this verse in this manner.
他说这个这个踹和践踏啊，在这个原来的意思就是 walking.
The words treading upon and trampling down in the original language just means walking.
就是走过去就是。
You're just walking.
就有毒蛇在那里。
There are cobra.
有狮子在那里。
There are lions.
他就从他们中间走过去了。
In their midst, he just walks on.
当然有的时候也会踩到他们。
Sometimes you can trample upon them.
但是他不是好像那样的有意的把他们踹在脚底下。
But you are not consciously trying to trample them upon your feet.
这是一种的翻译。
This is one translation.
我觉得很好。
I think this is very good.
一个人他专心爱主。
A person who has set his love upon the Lord.
你发现爱呢，就使他的眼睛就瞎了。
You notice that this love blinds his eyes.
你发现当人落在爱里的时候，常常眼睛是瞎的。
You notice that when somebody falls in love, his eyes are blind.
你看亚当开始爱夏娃的时候，眼睛是瞎的。
You notice that when Adam first fell in love with Eve, his eyes were blinded.
夏娃身上所有的软弱他都看不见。
He did not see any weaknesses of Eve.
他只觉得这是骨中骨肉中肉。
He only saw that this is his bone of his bones and flesh of his flesh.
那个时候他都不给夏娃起名字的。
At that time he didn't even name Eve.
夏娃的名字是在犯罪以后才起的。
Eve was only named after the sin.
他活在爱里的时候。
When he was living in love.
这是跟他一体的。
She was one with him.
他眼睛根本看不见的。
His eyes could not see.
有一对年轻人他们在谈恋爱。
There was this young couple who is falling in love.
有一次我太太就问他们说你们到哪儿这个餐馆去吃饭呢？
So one time my wife asked them, which restaurant did you eat at?
那个弟兄说根本不知道去哪个餐馆。
The brother said, I didn't know which restaurant we went to.
然后就问那个姊妹。
And she asked this, the sister.
问了半天才问出来。
She asked for a long time and she couldn't get the answer.
这个她描述一下。
And she described it.
后来我们发现是这个 Subway 三轨制。
Later we realized that it was the Subway sandwich store.
两个人的相爱。
Because they were deeply in love.
吃什么根本没有看见。
They didn't even notice what they were eating.
根本没有感觉了。
They had no feelings.
我想如果有的时候请太太去吃 Subway sandwich, 有的时候会有出问题的。
I think that sometimes if I were to take my wife to Subway sandwich, there may be problems.
但是在爱里面的时候。
However, if you're in love.
眼睛好像瞎掉了。
Your eyes are as if your eyes are blinded.
眼睛好像有了问题了。
It's like you have problems with your eyes.
当一个人专心摆布的时候。
When somebody has set his love upon the Lord.
当他的眼目都定睛在主身上的时候。
When his eyes are fixed upon the Lord.
这些的狮子，这些的毁蛇，他好像没有看见。
All these lions and cobra, it's as if he cannot see them.
他好像都没有感觉一样。
It's as if he has no feelings for them.
我们说这些东西都是非常害人的。
We know that these are things that can harm us a lot.
我想这些都是非常能够伤人的。
These things can harm us a lot.
可以伤人伤得很深很深的。
These things can harm us deeply.
但是一个专心爱主的。
However, someone who has set his love upon the Lord.
他在这一切的当中他都走过去了。
Amidst all, he just walks.
他把自己都给忘了。
He has forgotten about himself.
我们刚才读的路加福音那段故事。
Earlier, we were reading Luke.
我们看到那里有两个人在爱主。
We saw that there were two people who were loving the Lord.
有一个是法利赛人，他来爱他的主。
One was a Pharisee, and he was loving his Lord.
他请主耶稣到家里吃饭。
He invited the Lord to dine with him at his own house.
你不能够绝对说他一点都不爱主。
You cannot say that he did not love the Lord at all.
至少他行为是好的。
At least his deeds were good.
至少他把家打开了。
At least he opened his house.
但是当你看他的爱主的时候。
However, if you look at his love for the Lord.
这种爱主他不是专心爱主。
His love, he did not set his love upon the Lord.
你发现当他这样爱主的时候。
As he loved the Lord in this matter.
他从来不跟主有任何的接触。
He did not have any contact with the Lord.
他不愿意和主有任何的接触。
He was not willing to have any contact with the Lord.
但是我们看另外一个妇人。
And we see this woman.
我们知道这个妇人她专心爱她的主。
We know that this woman has set her love upon the Lord.
她把她自己的脸面都忘掉了。
She forgot about all her reputation.
她忘了她要去哪里了。
She forgot where she was supposed to be going.
主去哪里，她就去哪里。
Wherever the Lord went, she
would follow. 她里面只有一个感觉。
There was only one feeling in her.
就是要爱她的主。
That was to love her Lord.
如果有人轻慢她的主。
If somebody disrespect the Lord.
她里面就难过。
Within her, she would be saddened.
如果有人不尊重她的主。
If someone did not honor her Lord.
她就流泪。
She would cry.
她只盼望人尊她的主的名为圣。
She wanted everybody to exalt her Lord.
无论别人怎样来说她。
No matter how people criticized her,
她好像都没有听见。
It's as if she could not listen.
她只愿意她的主被尊重。
She only wanted her Lord to be exalted.
她只愿意她的主被人爱她。
She only wanted her Lord to be loved.
因为她的主她。
Because her Lord was indeed so great.
他的主太爱他
了。Because her Lord loved her so much.
他所有的罪主都赦免。
The Lord has forgiven all her sins.
把他从罪和死亡拯救了出来。
The Lord has saved her from her sins and death.
他里面只有一个意愿。
Within her, she has only one desire.
用他的一生来爱他的主。
She wanted to use her entire life to love her Lord.
所以你看，他好像他的眼睛瞎掉了。
It's as if her eyes were blinded.
他根本不晓得他去了哪里。
She did not know where she went.
他只知道要爱他的主。
She only knew to love her Lord.
所以这是一个专心爱主的人他身上的特点。
So this is a characteristic of somebody who has set his love upon the Lord.
他完全相信神的良善。
He truly believes in the goodness of God.
他完全相信神的智慧。
He totally believes in the wisdom of God.
他的眼睛因爱好像瞎掉了。
Because of his love for the Lord, it's as if his eyes were blinded.
无论有多少的蛔蛇。
No matter how many serpents there are,
无论有多少的狮子,
no matter how many lions there are,
他从他们中间就直行过去了。
He just walk on.
所以这是一个专心爱主的人。
So this is somebody who has set his love upon the Lord.
后面呢就非常的荣耀。
Later, the verses are glorious.
对第十四节的前半段。
In the first half of verse 14.
神说因为他专心爱我我就要搭救他
Because he has set his love upon me therefore I will deliver him
我觉得这是最宝贵的一件事
This is the most precious thing
这是主对爱他的人一个非常宝贵的应许
This is a very precious promise of the Lord to those who
have set his love upon him 因为他专心爱我
Because he has set his love upon me
我就要搭救他
Therefore I will deliver him
弟兄姊妹，当我们进入与主爱的交通的时候
，Brothers and sisters, once we get into the communion,
我想最让我们心里喜乐的一件事
，the thing that make our heart rejoices the most,
就是主向我们说话
，is that the Lord speaks to us.
弟兄姊妹，这是太宝贵的一件事
，this is such a precious thing.
而且不仅是这里说向主向他说话
，not only does it say that the Lord speaks to him,
更是给他一个应许
，the Lord has also given him a promise.
我觉得应许是更加宝贵的。
A promise is even more precious.
我们知道主向我们讲话是非常宝贵的。
We know that it is very precious indeed when the Lord speaks to us.
这个跟他说的话不一定对你适合的。
But whatever the Lord says to him may not be applicable to you.
我记得王继兄他在要去中国大陆之前。
I remember that when before Brother Wong left for China.
神向他说了一句话。
God has spoken to him.
其实就两个字。
God only spoke to him with two words.
大陆
the big way.
Okay.
China. It's phonetically China.
就给他说大陆两个字
China.
他后来跟我们交通说他好喜乐
So he was so joyful.
哇他全人都释放了
His entire being was liberated.
对你把大陆跟你听听大陆一点感觉都没有。
But if God were to say to you, China or big way, you would have no feeling.
你觉得这话根本对你没有任何的反应。
You have no reaction toward these words.
但是对于我们的弟兄来讲，那确实极大的释放。
However, to a brother, it was great liberation.
而且呢，这个从前跟你说的话，今天不一定神还跟你说这句话。
However, what God said to you before, God may not say the same words to you today.
我记得有一次出去传福音。
I remember one time I was preaching the gospel outside.
到最后一堂的时候，我感到很累。
At the last session, I felt very tired.
这个准备的信息都忘得差不多了。
I forgot about all the messages I prepared.
我跟主说，我说现在没法讲了。
So I said to the Lord, I can't speak anymore.
我就这么多了，已经全都讲出去了。
I have spoken all that I prepared.
这个要准备讲的都忘掉了。
I've forgotten all that I have prepared.
怎么办？
What do I do?
这个献诗的都快献完了。
They have about to finish the songs.
马上就要请你上去了。
They were about to ask you to go up.
正在那个时候，这个在主面前拼命的祷告。
So at that time I was praying really hard before the Lord.
感谢主怜悯我。
Thank the Lord that He had mercy on me.
他跟我说了一句话。
He said one word to me.
我是活的。
I am the living God.
I'm the living one.
I'm the living one.
整个人就活过来。
So my entire being was alive again.
好像这个话是根本不用你想的。
It's as if you don't have to think up of words.
只要你说前一句，后面一句出来了。
Once you said the first sentence, the second sentence would come.
哎呀，这个非常感谢主。
I truly thank the Lord.
后来这个、一年以后，又去一个地方，又同样的地方，又去传福音。
A year later, I went to another different place to preach the gospel.
同样的事情又发生了。
The same thing happened again.
又是非常的软弱。
I was very, very weak.
实在是好像力不能胜了。
I could not handle with my strength.
我就祷告主。
So I prayed to the Lord.
你是活着的。
You are the living one.
你是活着的。
You are the living one.
我越祷告里边越死。
The more I prayed, the more dead I felt inside.
我越祷告越摸不着那个火。
The more I prayed, the more I couldn't touch the life.
我感谢主, 那个主又怜悯我。
I thank the Lord that that time he had mercy on me again.
他又跟我说了一句话。
He said another word to me.
他说我站在你后面。
I am standing behind you.
我又释放出来。
So I felt liberated.
所以主向我们说话是宝贵的。
So it is precious when the Lord speaks to us.
但是主的应许更宝贵。
However, God's promises are even more precious.
主的应许哈, 不因人而异的。
God's promises do not differ according to people.
也不受时间地点的限制。
It does not, it's not limited by space or time.
去年这个主的话好使，今年主的话也同样好使。
Last year his promises can be fulfilled, and this year his promises will be fulfilled as well.
在这个弟兄身上好使, 在别的弟兄也好使。
It could be fulfilled on this brother and that brother. This is God's promises.
主的应许无论有多少,
no matter how many promises there are in the Lord,
接着主都是是的, 都是阿们的,
they're all amens and yes in the Lord.
弟兄姊妹, 只要我们满足应许的条件,
brothers and sisters, as long as we fulfill the condition of the promise,
神是信实的,
God is faithful.
他一定为我们成就的,
he will surely accomplish it for us.
有的时候我们软弱了,
a lot of times we're weak.
我们跌倒了,
we fall.
只要你们承认你们的罪,
he said that as long as you admit your sin,
神是信实是公义的,
God is righteous and faithful.
他必要赦免你们的罪, 洗净你们一切的不义,
he will surely forgive your sins and cleanse all your unrighteousness.
弟兄姊妹, 只要你满足那个条件,
as long as you fulfill the condition, as long as you come before the Lord to confess your sin, then this promise will be accomplished in you. Then you can be strengthened. You can stand in the grace of God.
弟兄姊妹, 主的应许无论有多少,
brothers and sisters, no matter how many promises there are of God,
在基督里都是是的,
they're all yes in the Lord.
这里面, 这个应许有个条件,
here, there's a condition in this promise.
就是他专心爱我,
that you have to set your love upon me.
然后后面就有应许说, 他救, 他救我,
then the promise is, I will deliver him.
这个有的弟兄姊妹说, 这个条件太高了。
Some brothers and sisters say that this condition is too high.
我愿意神搭救我,
I want God to deliver me.
但是这条件太高了,
however, the condition is too high.
那我达不到怎么办?
What if I cannot fulfill it?
所以我就享受不到神的应许了,
then I cannot enjoy God's promises.
这个英文的翻译很好,
I like the English translation.
他说, 这个你把你的爱放在主的身上,
you put your love on God, on the Lord.
他并没有告诉我们说这个爱的质量如何,
it does not talk about the quality of the love.
但是你要把你的爱放在主的身上,
but you have to set your love upon the Lord.
这个我看到有一个人, 他不知道为什么, 他拿一个小管子,
one time I saw a man with a tube.
他把那个小管子里面灌上那个 gas, 汽油,
he filled the one end of the tube with gasoline.
然后他就把它放在他的车的那个油箱里面,
and he put the other end in the gas tank of his car.
然后他就把那个油箱里的油啊, 全都给倒出来了,
and then he emptied all the gas in the gas tank from his car.
弟兄姊妹, 我们, 不过就是一个小小的器皿,
brothers and sisters, we're just a small vessel.
我们就是一个小小的管子,
we're just a small tube.
神因着他的怜悯,
because of his mercy toward us,
他把他的爱就这样浇灌在我们里面,
he poured out his love in us.
虽然我们向着主的爱是这样的不好,
even though our love toward him is not that good,
有的时候我们向主的爱相当的掺杂,
a lot of times our love toward him is very mixed,
好像世界的水分,
it has been mixed in with the world,
好像许多情欲的泥土,
a lot of muddy emotions.
但是如果你把你这个爱放在主的身上,
however, if you put set your love upon the Lord,
主那个丰富的爱就借着这小小的管子就流出来,
God's abundant love would flow through this little tube.
那是上好的爱,
this is the great love.
那可以说是专心的爱,
this is a love that is totally concentrated.
弟兄姊妹, 这是 我们来到主面前的那个秘诀,
brothers and sisters, this is the secret by which we can come before the Lord.
没有一个人是靠着自己能够来爱主的,
No one can love the Lord by his own love.
神总是在我们环境里来带领我们。
God always leads us through our circumstances.
他总是把我们从许多的艰难里拯救出来。
He always saves us from all the difficulties.
多少的管教。
A lot of dealings.
多少的祝福。
A lot of blessings.
让我们里面真的充满了主的爱。
So that we can be filled with the love of God within.
弟兄姊妹，这个时候我们不要把我们这个人放在其他的事物上。
So at this time we should not put ourselves on, set ourselves upon other things.
我记得有的弟兄姊妹。
I remember there are some brothers and sisters.
他们那个开始找对象很难。
It's very hard for them to find spouses.
当然，特别是对有的姊妹来讲是比较难一点。
Sometimes it's hard to for some sisters to find spouses.
特别有时候年龄稍微大一点，就更加难一点。
If you are older in age, it is even more difficult.
那个时候，弟兄姊妹都迫切的来祷告。
And all the brothers and sisters were really praying urgently with for this.
经历了很多的痛苦。
And she's gone through many difficulties.
经历很多的孤单艰难。
And she's gone through a lot of loneliness and difficulties.
神为她成就。
However, God accomplished it for her.
不仅赐给个家呀。
Not only did He give her a home.
而且还赐给房子，赐给儿女，工作全都赐给了。
And then God has also given her a house, a children, and a job, and everything.
她聚会里那日祷告声音都很大的。
And she prayed with a loud voice in the meetings.
但是因着这样的缘故，反而好像把这个心呢放在了世界的上面。
However, because of this, it's as if she has set her heart upon the world.
现在环境稳妥了。
Now, conditions are
smoother. 现在什么都有了。
Now, she has everything.
现在可以稍微喘口气了。
Now, she can take a breath.
现在可以把心放在世界上了。
Now, she can put her heart on the world.
弟兄姊妹，当主怜悯我们的时候。
Oh, brothers and sisters, when God has mercy upon us,
当主借着百般的异能把我们从许多的难度里面带出来的时候，
when God has used His mighty power to bring us out of our difficulties,
这个时候是要把我们的爱放在主身上的时候。
This is the time when we can set our love upon the Lord.
你发现这个时候主的爱源源不断的就会流到你身上。
You notice that this time God's love would keep flowing into you.
你就会专心的爱主。
Then you can set upon your love upon Him.
是恩上加恩呢。
And grace upon grace.
那个爱是他给的。
The love is from him.
那丰富的又是他给的。
The abundance is also from him.
一切都是从主而来的。
Everything is from the Lord.
但是他还却给你一个应许。
But however, there's this promise.
他要搭救你。
He will deliver you.
太好了。
This is so good.
太宝贵了。
So precious.
明明是他让你爱他。
Clearly, he wants you to love him.
是他做成这件事。
And he has accomplished it.
但如果你顺服了。
However, if you obey,
你却得着一个应许。
You get this promise.
你从许多你胜不过的软弱里面被搭救出来。
You will be delivered from a lot of weaknesses that you cannot overcome.
我记得，对不起，我在讲一个十年前的经历。
allow me to tell you an experience of mine from 10 years ago.
那个时候，我胜不过这个球赛。
At that time, I could not overcome ball games.
Football games.
Football games.
像好像最近要什么什么球赛了是吧？那个时候就别说这种大赛，就是这个平时的小赛都要看的。
Not only did I look at watch the big football games, I have to watch every little football games too.
这个大学的也要看的。
I have to watch college football.
甚至有时候那个中学的还要去看。
I would even watch high school football.
这个时间呢都被霸占掉了。
So that occupied all my time.
在教会的弟兄姊妹，鼓励年轻弟兄姊妹爱主。
So the brothers and sisters in the church encouraged the younger ones to
love the Lord. 主也实在是在我生命中这个施了很多的恩典。
And the Lord had truly granted me much grace in my life.
我也跟主下决心，我要爱主。
And I determined my will before the Lord that I would love Him.
这个到了礼拜六晚上。
However, come Saturday night.
礼拜六下午。
Saturday afternoon.
让我一个人的时候。
When I was alone.
我一面是电视。
On one hand, I saw the TV.
一面是圣经。
On the other hand, I saw the Bible.
我主啊，我要愿意爱你。
I said, Lord, I'm willing to love you.
但是我需要先看一下电视。
But allow me to watch the TV for a little while.
那么那一晚上就都没有了。
So the whole night was ruined.
所以每一次都是这么挣扎的过去的。
So every night I struggled.
神并没有放弃。
But the Lord did not forsake me.
还是把爱加给你。
But he still added love.
还是来管教你。
He still disciplined me.
让你心里面被神的爱所激动。
So I was spurred on by his love.
这个礼拜六我要给主。
So this Saturday I'm going to give it to the Lord.
这个礼拜六的电视把它关掉。
This Saturday I would turn off the TV.
我记得有一个星期六。
I remember there was one Saturday.
我在那里读属灵的书籍。
I was reading spiritual books.
我真的就把爱就这样简单的放在主的面前。
I just set my love upon the Lord.
那个爱是何等的掺杂。
The love was so mixed.
那个爱是何等的质量何等的差呢。
That love was so bad.
但是主的爱就浇灌下来。
However, the love of the God poured out in me.
好像时间就一下子过去了。
It's as if time just flied by.
从下午好像我忘记了，好像是两三点还多少几点，一直到晚上十一点都不感觉的。
So in the afternoon, I couldn't keep track of time. Maybe 2 or 3 p.m. till 11 p.m. I didn't even knew that know that time flies.
当我想起要开电视的时候
，When I remember to turn on the TV.
哎，所有的节目都过去了。
All the games have ended.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我就知道了。
So I knew.
要把爱放在主的身上。
You have to put your love upon the Lord.
他就搭救你。
Then he will deliver you.
他搭救你，脱离你不能脱离的软弱。
He'll deliver you from the weaknesses that you
cannot overcome. 他把你从你不能够释放的那些软弱都释放出来。
He will liberate you from all the weaknesses that you cannot liberate yourself from.
这是何等荣耀的应许。
This is such a glorious thing.
主的应许是可以试的。
You can test the promise of God.
我不知道在以往的年日里面，你的礼拜六是怎么过的。
I don't know in the previous years how you spent your Saturdays.
我不知道你有多少个。单独的一个礼拜六。
I don't know how many Saturdays you had time alone.
在新的一年里面，你愿意不愿意分别出一个礼拜六给主？
In the new coming year, are you willing to consecrate one Saturday for the Lord?
可能你会有失败。
Maybe you can fail.
但是主是信实的。
However, God is faithful.
主的爱是浩大的。
God's love is indeed great.
他的恩典是够你使用的。
His grace is sufficient for you.
总有一个礼拜六。
There will be surely one Saturday.
你说我愿把我的爱放在主的身上。
That you would say, I would set forth my love upon Him.
你要经历神的信实。
You have to experience the faithfulness of the Lord.
主在圣经里面就让以色列人试试他的应许。
The Lord has allowed the Israelites to test His promises.
你们试一试看。
You test it.
你把当纳的十分之一放在我的家里。
Put the one-tenth in my house.
你们试试我。
Test me on this.
看我的应许怎样的实现在你们身上。
And see how my promises will be fulfilled in you.
弟兄姊妹，神是信实的。
Brothers and sisters, God is faithful.
你愿意试试吗
？Do you want to try?
弟兄姊妹，新的一年里面，愿我们把我们所有的爱都放在主身上。
So may this year may we set all our love upon the Lord.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
一起祷告。
Let's pray.
感谢主，你怜悯我们。
We thank the Lord that you are merciful toward us.
愿你的恩典天天覆庇在我们的身上。
May your grace cover us every day.
在新的一年里面。
In this new year.
我们有这样的一个祷告。
We have this prayer.
我们愿意为你而活。
We are willing to live for you.
我们愿意专心爱你。
We want to set our love upon you.
我们把我们所有的爱都放在你的身上。
We want to put all our love on you.
照着你自己的应许。
According to your promise,
你拯救我们。
You will deliver us.
把我们许多的软弱都拯救出来。
Deliver us from all our weaknesses.
啊，许多的捆绑里都释放出来。
Deliver us from all our fetters.
让我们都欢喜快乐地活在你的面前。
So that we can live with joy before you.
让你的爱充满在我们的当中。
So that your love would be filled in us.
在教会里兴起许多爱你的弟兄姊妹。
So that you will rise up many, many brothers and sisters who love you.
让你在我们当中得到一切的荣耀。
So that you will gain all the glory in our midst.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.